Chapter 7. Darcy spent the rest of the day feeling dazed. She sat in the living room flipping TV channels and was startled when Jamie confronted her.
"What's wrong with you? You look like you just went to a funeral," Jamie asked.
"Thanks," Darcy replied, getting up and walking out of the room. She did not want to speak to anyone. Later that afternoon, Jamie announced that she was going shopping with Mom.
"Do you want to come with us?" Mom asked.
"No, I'll stay here with Grandma," Darcy said, glad to hear the news. As soon as they left, she went into Grandma's room and sat in the chair next to her bed. Darcy wanted to tell her grandmother about what had happened recently, though Grandma seemed unusually tired.
"Hakeem's gone, Grandma," she said, uncertain whether her grandmother was able to listen to her.
"I just need to rest, Angel Cake," Grandma said softly, her eyes barely opening.
Listening to Grandma's shallow breathing, Darcy felt more alone than ever. She was wondering whether Hakeem was thinking about her when she heard a loud knock at the front door. Quickly, she walked to the door and peered through the eye hole. Standing on the step in a white tank top and jeans was Brian.
"Brian, what are you doing here?" she asked, opening the door.
"I was in the neighborhood, so I figured I'd stop by and see if you were home," Brian said, sliding his hands into his pockets.
"I'm watching my grandmother. She's not feeling so well today," Darcy explained. As she spoke, Darcy realized she was wearing a beat-up pair of jeans. She felt uncomfortable looking so sloppy in front of Brian.
"Oh, I didn't realize this was a bad time. Maybe I can come over some other time."
"No, it's all right. I'm glad you stopped by," Darcy said, glancing back towards Grandma's room.
"Are you okay?" Brian asked. "I mean, after your breakup and everything?"
Darcy did not know what to say. She felt strange telling Brian about Hakeem, but she wanted to talk to someone, and Brian always seemed so nice.
"Hakeem moved away today, and I don't think I'm going to see him again. I mean, I know we broke up and all, but it's still sad, you know?" she said, surprised at her honesty.
"You want to talk about it?" he said, moving closer.
Looking into his eyes, Darcy felt the same awkwardness she felt at the beach, but she did not want him to leave.
"Sure," she said. "Come on in."
Darcy led Brian into the living room, and they sat on the couch together. Quickly, Darcy recounted the events of the past weeks, including her breakup with Hakeem and their final goodbye.
"I know this isn't easy for you, but you gotta keep one thing in mind, Darcy," Brian said. "You can't stop living through all this. Just 'cause he's gone don't mean you gotta lock yourself in your house all summer. That wouldn't be right. Besides, who knows what you might miss out on."
As Brian spoke, he put his arm around Darcy's shoulder.
"I mean it," he said.
"Thanks, Brian," Darcy said, surprised at how his advice seemed like what Tara said weeks ago.
"Maybe they're right," she thought to herself. "But should I just forget about Hakeem?"
"I was hoping we'd have some time together because I wanted to give you something," Brian said, reaching into his pocket.
He pulled out a small velvet box and handed it to her. Speechless, Darcy opened the box. Inside was a sparkling gold chain.
"Brian!" Darcy exclaimed.
The necklace shimmered like liquid fire.
"After our day on the beach, I saw this, and I thought it would look nice on you."
"Thank you, Brian, but I can't accept this. It's too much."
"It was nothing," Brian added.
As Darcy gaped at the necklace, Brian reached down, picked it up, and placed it gently around her neck. For an instant, both his arms rested on her shoulders, and his face moved to within several inches of hers. She could smell his cologne and feel his breath on her face. Her heart raced as his fingers worked to snap the clasp.
"There," he said proudly, pulling away from her. "It looks great on you."
"You shouldn't have done this."
"Angel Cake,"
came Grandma's hoarse voice from her bedroom down the hallway. Brian jerked, startled at the sound.
"That's just my grandmother," Darcy explained, getting up from the sofa.
"Coming, Grandma," she yelled.
"Well, I should get going so you can be with her,"
Brian said, standing up and walking toward the door. Just remember what I told you. I won't be happy if you hide in your house all summer. Brian walked out the front door, and Darcy was left standing in the living room alone, her fingers resting on the gold necklace draped around her throat.
Angel Cake! Grandma yelled again.
What is it, Grandma? Darcy asked as she entered the room.
Was there a stranger in the house?
She asked, her frail voice wavering.
No, Grandma, just a friend of mine.
Darcy sat next to her and watched as Grandma gradually calmed down and drifted off to sleep again. Running the gold necklace between her fingers, Darcy wondered about her conversation with Brian. One thing he said echoed softly in her mind.
I won't be happy if you hide in your house all summer.
The next day, Tara and Cooper came over unannounced.
Surprise!
Tara greeted Darcy as she opened the door.
We're taking you out today, and we won't take no for an answer.
Yeah, Cooper chimed in. You don't have a choice, kid. You're coming with us.
But I wasn't expecting you, Darcy replied.
Of course you weren't, Tara replied.
That's why it's a surprise. Me and Cooper taking you out to a movie, then out for burgers.
Yeah, we gonna go see that new scary movie called Head Count.
It's about a dude who keeps people's heads in his basement, Cooper said, chuckling.
You guys, Darcy explained, I really appreciate what you're trying to do for me, but I have to work today.
Can't you cancel, girl? Tara asked.
Do you want me to call out sick for you?
No, I can't do that. I already missed a week because of exams. LaSalle is counting on me. Why don't we make it for another day this week? Maybe Thursday.
I don't know if I can wait that long to see this movie, Cooper replied.
Well, then we'll see a different one, Darcy said. I don't really like scary movies that much anyway.
There she goes again, making everything serious, Cooper teased. You do know they're fake, right? Like them wrestlers on TV, it's all fake. They don't mean nothing.
Okay, girl, Tara said, ignoring Cooper. We'll make it Thursday. By the way, did you see a certain someone before he left yesterday?
Darcy nodded. We said goodbye, and I think we'll still be friends.
Of course y'all will be. Just give it some time, that's all, Tara said with a smile, glancing at Cooper.
Well, we gotta go, Darcy, but I'll call you later.
Darcy watched Tara and Cooper head back down the walkway. She could not help but feel a touch of jealousy as the two of them left together. Even though they always teased each other, Darcy could tell that Cooper and Tara had something really special. Looking down at her new necklace, which she had slipped under her shirt, Darcy wondered if she would ever be as lucky as the two of them. Darcy arrived at the Masons at the usual time.
Come in, Darcy, LaSalle said as she opened the door. I'm actually on time today, so I have a few minutes to talk.
Darcy sat next to LaSalle on the sofa. Kalina was in her playpen, giggling and clapping. LaSalle looked over at her daughter and smiled proudly.
She hardly ever cries, she said. She read the laugh and smile.
Kalina is the happiest baby I've ever seen, Darcy said, waving at the baby. She never gives me any trouble at all. Darcy noticed that LaSalle seemed a bit tense, as if she had something to say but didn't know how to say it.
How are you doing? LaSalle asked after a brief pause.
Brian told me your school year is over, and I remember you saying that your boyfriend would leave right after school ended.
Darcy wondered why LaSalle was so curious about her boyfriend.
Actually, he left yesterday morning, she said.
I'm sorry.
LaSalle sighed, leaning toward Darcy.
Are you okay?
I think so, Darcy replied slowly.
We broke up about a week ago, and at first things were really bad, but we talked yesterday, and I think we can be friends. Everybody keeps telling me not to stop my life over it.
Actually, Brian has been very sweet to me since all this started.
LaSalle nodded.
You just take your time. It's hard when you lose someone you care about. Believe me, I know. If you need anything, just page me at school, LaSalle said before leaving and locking the door behind her.
After LaSalle left, Kalina took a nap and Darcy sat in the quiet apartment. For a while, she looked through a few magazines she found on the coffee table. Then she decided to explore the Mason's apartment. Walking down the short hallway, Darcy examined the pictures of Kalina that were on the walls. At the end of the hall, Darcy noticed one door was closed. It had to be Brian's room, since Kalina and LaSalle slept together. Staring at the closed door, Darcy was filled with curiosity. What was Brian's room like? She wondered. Darcy knew she should not snoop, but what harm could she do by peeking into a room? Besides, she wasn't going to take anything. After checking to make sure Kalina was sound asleep, Darcy returned to the end of the hallway and grabbed the cold metal doorknob. She would just take one peek and close the door, she promised herself. Turning her wrist slowly, Darcy discovered the doorknob would not budge. Brian's door was locked. Going back to the living room, Darcy felt guilty for trying to open Brian's bedroom door, but she also felt curious. Why would Brian lock his own room? Throughout the evening, Darcy wondered about Brian and why LaSalle had acted so peculiar whenever his name was mentioned. When LaSalle returned hours later, Darcy wanted to ask her about Brian, but LaSalle seemed tired and uninterested in talking, so Darcy kept her thoughts to herself. Darcy and Jamie spent most of Wednesday morning doing chores around the house. Mom and Dad were both working. Darcy was reaching up to dust a high shelf when Jamie startled her. "Where'd you get that necklace?" Jamie asked, pointing to the gold chain now draped outside Darcy's black t-shirt. "I know Hakeem didn't buy you that."
"Brian bought it for me," Darcy admitted reluctantly. So far, nobody else seemed to notice the chain.
"Ooh," Jamie exclaimed, getting a closer look. "I bet that was really expensive. What's going on between you two anyway?"
"Jamie, it's a long story, and to tell you the truth, I don't know," she said.
"Did you tell Hakeem?"
"No," Darcy answered quickly. "Besides, things between me and Hakeem got real complicated right before he left."
"Complicated?"
Jamie seemed confused.
"What was so complicated? Did you guys break up or something?"
Darcy was about to reply when the doorbell rang. Jamie rushed to answer it.
"Is Darcy home?" said the person at the door.
"You must be Brian," Jamie said, opening the door. "I'm Jamie, Darcy's sister." Watching the way Jamie smiled, Darcy knew her sister thought Brian was handsome.
"Hi, Brian," Darcy exclaimed, stepping in front of Jamie. "What are you doing here?"
"Hey, Darcy," Brian smiled. "I came by to see if you wanted to take a ride down to the park. I don't have to work until 6, and I thought it'd be nice to hang out for a few hours."
Darcy was thrilled to see Brian, but she knew she had told Mom and Dad that she would stay home and keep an eye on Grandma today.
"Oh, Brian, I can't," Darcy began. "It sounds great, but I'm sitting with my grandma today and..."
"You can go, Darcy," Jamie interrupted.
"Our chores are done, and I can stay here with Grandma. She'll probably sleep through the rest of the day anyway."
"I don't know, Jamie," Darcy said, thinking about her grandmother's weariness and her recent spells of crankiness.
"I told Mom and Dad that I would be here, too. I'm not sure I should leave you alone, you know, with Grandma the way she is."
"I'm not a baby," Jamie snapped. "I'm only 2 years younger than you, Darcy. Besides, I've stayed with her by myself before."
"Looks like your little sis will be fine," Brian said, giving Jamie a wink.
For an instant, Darcy debated whether she should stay home, but Jamie's wide smile and Brian's playful grin convinced her it would be okay to leave for a few hours. Besides, Jamie had watched Grandma by herself before.
"Okay," Darcy said, beaming. "I'll go. But I won't be going long, Jamie."
"Have fun, Darce," Jamie smiled. "And remember, you owe me one." Brian and Darcy drove over to Delancey Park on the other side of the neighborhood. The park was not far from Lincoln High School, and it was in much better shape than the parks around Bluford. While Darcy's neighborhood park was littered with beer bottles, trash bags, and graffiti, Delancey was clean. Even the benches were in good shape, unlike the broken ones Darcy was used to.
"Neighbors patrol this park almost every night,"
Brian said as they walked under a massive oak tree.
"All of us on the Lincoln football team used to help clean it, too."
The mention of Lincoln High School reminded Darcy of the rumor she had heard about Brian being kicked out of school, which made her more and more curious about him. Was the rumor true? Why was his relationship with his sister strained?
She was just about to ask him when Brian reached down and gently took her hand. Darcy's heart raced as Brian's strong fingers slipped between hers. She could feel her pulse pounding in her neck so loudly she wondered whether Brian could hear it. For an instant, she was speechless. Rather than trying to speak, she walked with him in awkward silence.
"I really like spending time with you," Brian said, squeezing her hand gently.
"Me too," Darcy mumbled, her voice barely a whisper. She felt as if she was dreaming, as if Brian, the sunny park, and the touch of his hand were imaginary. Even her own words seemed part of the dream, but as she looked down at her hand and then up at Brian, she knew everything was real, and she was thrilled. For the rest of the afternoon, Darcy walked hand in hand with Brian and talked quietly about the music they listened to, places they'd like to go, and plans they had for the coming summer. When they finally returned to the car, Brian drove back to his apartment so he could get ready for work. Darcy decided to join him, figuring she could talk to LaSalle while he was getting ready. But when Brian opened the door to the darkened apartment, Darcy knew immediately that LaSalle and Kalina were not home. For a second, she felt nervous to be so alone with Brian. She had never been alone at home with any boy, not even Hakeem. She knew her parents would get upset if they found out she was with an older guy in an empty apartment.
"I'll just be a few minutes," Brian said as he went to his bedroom to get changed.
In the brief instant that his bedroom door was opened, Darcy saw what appeared to be several large trophies on a dark wooden dresser. At one point, Brian reappeared to get something out of the bathroom. When Darcy turned to look at him, he was shirtless, and his broad, dark back formed a perfect V down to his waist. Darcy blushed and turned away immediately, but the image stayed in her mind like a vivid photograph. After a few minutes, Brian returned fully dressed in his guard uniform.
"Ready to go?"
he asked with a smile. Darcy nodded, and just as she was about to walk out the door, Brian put his hand on her waist and turned her toward him.
"I had a really good time today," he said.
"So did I," Darcy replied, still embarrassed about seeing him shirtless.
"I hope we can see more of each other this summer," he added, staring into her eyes.
Again, Darcy felt like she was dreaming, as if her feet were not touching the floor. As she looked at him, his face came closer to hers, and though she was nervous, she did not turn away. In an instant, his lips were touching hers, and her heart pounded so much she felt her chest might explode. The kiss lasted a few seconds, and Darcy closed her eyes until Brian slowly pulled away. As they separated, Darcy felt a whirlwind of confusion. She knew so little about Brian, and things were happening so fast. Yet, as she looked into his almond-colored eyes, she knew she did not want to stop seeing him. Together, Brian and Darcy left the apartment and got into his car. In a minute, the Toyota stopped in front of her house, and Darcy stepped out.
"I'll call you," Brian said with a smile. "Thanks for coming to the park with me."
"Bye, Brian," Darcy waved as the Toyota pulled away. In the distance, she heard the wail of a far-off siren. Walking up the path to her front door, Darcy thought about her day with Brian and whether she should tell Tara about him. As she reached the top step to her house, Darcy heard the howl of the siren grow louder. Glancing toward the sound, she spotted an ambulance turning the corner onto her street. The ambulance darted around several parked cars and came to a screeching stop in front of her house.
"Did you call an ambulance?" the driver yelled.
Suddenly, Darcy heard the door behind her open.
"She's in here! She won't wake up! Hurry!" Jamie yelled.